This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we discovered the first step people need to know and accept if they want to know God personally. No matter how hard we try, we always come short of the glory of God. That being true, we need to understand the second point in the Roman Road. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. Sin separates us from God. Left to our own efforts, our eternal doom is certain. But, Paul quickly goes on to say, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What we couldn't do, Jesus did for us. This gift is further explained in the third point of the Roman Road. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. God proves his love for us by purchasing the gift of eternal life for us through the death of his Son for our sins. He did this for us while we were still sinners, condemned sinners without hope. Then he offers us this gift freely. Listen to how Paul puts it in the fourth point of the Roman Road. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans 10:9-10. To confess is to agree with God, but there is something about confessing with the mouth that seals your agreeing with God. It is public. Your initial step might be to silently believe, but there will be a moment when confession with the mouth will happen.